not saying the year's going fast, but it's the 1st of December.
You beauty.
It's getting closer.
I'll tell you what, I can't wait for this year to be done.
Well, this is our podcast, Paddy and Rob Palmer. Welcome to it. A busy one this morning, and this is what you missed.
Being a paramedic in a pandemic.
Exactly.
And, of course, we had a good chat with Trevor Long, our tech expert.
Very much so. And our forum. Wow. A local one on the Central Coast.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is the forum.
Yeah, this morning we want to know with what's happening with the council. It's going to surpass $89 million, our debt. Dick said yesterday, Dick Person.
A long way past.
Who's the interim administrator. He said, I'm not aware of an example of a greater financial failure.
Of local government in New South Wales or Australia's history. I don't make that call lightly.
That's not good news for the report. That's going to be handed down tomorrow. We'll have Dick on Thursday. And then Gary Murphy, the CEO, got the chop yesterday.
Well,
see you later.
Here you go. It's a bit of a handshake on your way out the door.
$380,000. Not bad money if you can get it.
That's
like a lotto win.
Not bad after a complete and utter
disaster. But we want to know.
Who does get that?
I know. As a payout.
If you're an apprentice.
You're a champ.
If you're an apprentice and you stuff up so badly that your boss goes under.
Yeah.
Is he going to pay you $380,000 to leave?
Have services. Have you noticed since all this has come to the light, have we lost services on the Central Coast? Because, you know, we hang around certain areas, but, you know, top end of the coast, bottom end of the coast, you know, west, east. In our forum today, we're looking at our services or have services on the Central Coast reduced or...
Have you noticed things disappearing?
That's right, since we found out our council's in a lot of strife, like financially. We got Mark with us. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Mark.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad yourself.
Going okay. What have you noticed?
Well, 41-degree heat on Sunday, hottest day ever recorded at Nora Head in November, and while I'm shy, the council closed the swimming pool at 3 p.m. at the peak of the temperature because it's... They couldn't afford the staff. They only had 3 staff on. 1 kiosk, 1 lifesaver, and 1 cleaner.
Well, and those 3 staff were overwhelmed by the numbers trying to get in, was it? Or you just, is that your assumption?
Yeah. People wanted to stay. They couldn't understand why they had to leave. It's 41 degrees, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, peak temperature, and they were told to leave because they had to close the pool because the council couldn't afford to pay them any more wages.
Is that legit, mate? They had to close because it was only open till 3 o'clock.
We can't stay any longer. We're not able to get paid past these hours.
They were already advised. They were only going to stay up until 3 p.m. Even though we all knew it was going to be a 41-degree day.
It was bloody hot.
Mark, they've got to find other ways to save money than doing that to people on a day like Sunday.
Well, mate, those of us who can't afford air con go to the swimming pool or the beach.
Yeah, that's it.
Mate, well, and is it going to get worse? That's what we'd love to know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, the northern region, we already pay higher rates, and now they want to up the rate, so I'm sure Gosford won't come in line with Ryan.
Yeah.
We should be separate again. I think that's the whole cause of the problems. Everybody, they've got too much to look after and thought they were going to make Terrigal and the Gosford area, all the money's been poured into there, and the northern regions are being ignored.
Mark, thanks for the call, mate.
G'day, Sam.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Like,
Have you noticed any cost-cutting around Chitaway Bayway?
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what, can you see how angry I am?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I can hear it.
I'm over it. Every time we go on holiday, we go to these beautiful places, then we get back here to the filthy Central Coast. There's rubbish, there's bloody graffiti, there's shit.
Yeah, right.
We pay good rates, and then we give this imbecile $380,000.
So are you saying you're not happy with the way?
Hard to cop $380,000 payout when you're feeling like there's no money spent on keeping your
services area
tidy and respectable.
I pick up rubbish every day from this park. I watch all the oldies do it as well. There's graffiti on our signs. Our roads are crap. Lake Edge Road, you're better off putting... walking it than driving it.
Just in case your car gets swallowed by a pothole.
You know, this is a beautiful area.
Yeah.
It really is.
All right.
So you're saying you haven't noticed cost cutting, they're not spending it all, Sam.
They're not doing anything. They haven't done anything for years.
All right, Sam.
Since they went together, the two councils, everything's things just changed. Gone downhill.
Sam, point taken. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, continue the conversation, 13353. We'll put it on our Facebook page as well today.
Yeah, it's got some teeth in it this Tuesday.
Oh, isn't it right? People in the neighbourhood. Good morning. This is our second episode of People in Your Neighbourhood.
We were very lucky to get down to Terrigal Ambulance Station and catch up with the Dom, Duty Operations Manager,
Mr. Greg Wiggins.
I've been a paramedic for a very long time, Paddy.
Yeah.
The first protocol I ever learned was how to treat a pterodactyl bite. So if that gives you any idea. Over 30 years.
Did you always have a strong stomach for stuff that turns me upside down? I can't even watch operations on TV while I'm eating dinner.
We learn to become somewhat robotic, Rob, I think. We know what we've got to do, and you go into that mode and you do what you've got to do, and then sometime later, the thought process kicks in and you go through what you've actually done. So hopefully we're trying to promote that you deal with that in a healthy lifestyle sort of way. Hit the gym, go running, cycling. So we're trying to promote that healthy style of dealing with it, but we have got a lot of services within available to our crews that they can tap into if they need to.
Has COVID changed the way you guys work?
Besides the obvious of PPE, your personal protection equipment, there's now a new system in place to cope with COVID, and that's called Four at the Door. It's four questions that you ask before you enter someone's home, and they're just the usual COVID questions. Have you been in contact? Have you been in hot spots? Have you had a fever? Blah, blah, blah. We need to identify that before we expose our crews. You can understand it, fully understand the person inside that's called you is very stressed. And of course, that's caused a lot of angst because they expect you to come bursting in the door, a la TV fashion, you know, with beautiful shiny kits and stuff like that. At the moment, it doesn't work like that. You're no good to anybody if you're out of the game. So you've got to protect yourself first and then treat the person in front of you.
What about going out to one of these jobs? And I've been in this situation before where it's chock-a-block, we've got three lanes, all chock-a-block with traffic. What do you guys do to get around that traffic in an emergency?
Hit the sirens, baby!
Apart from hit the sirens, how do you get around that?
I mean, obviously you use your warning devices the best you can, but you've just got to
weave your way.
Weave your way. You rely on the public to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But as we teach our juniors, you can't always rely on the public to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever notice that car that always tries to slip in behind you as you've gone through the traffic and sit in your slipstream and beat everyone?
Always. Always. And then, you know, if they're driving in a manner dangerous to the public, well, that's when we'll get your offsider to get their number plate and let the police know through radio service.
And report them. Hey, Greg, just finally, how do you find Coasties respect ambos?
Very well. So anecdotally, Coast is a pretty laid-back sort of culture of people, but when the chips are down and they really need us, the public are great, and the Central Coast public are really strong, supportive, family sort of nature to them.
If you faint at the sight of blood, is this a job for you?
Come for a ride along, Paddy. We'll see how you go.
Coronavirus has hit the UK really hard, as we know. The country recording hundreds of thousands of cases and over 50,000 deaths. But there's one area that is particularly bad, and it's Kent. And my mate, Mark Jeffries, we used to go share Kent. Accommodation in Brisbane together.
Tough accent, Kent.
Yeah. Well, he's an expat living over there. He's a journo. And to find out the latest, we crossed to Kent. Good morning, Marky.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Not too bad, mate. I believe your street that you're living in is one of the worst when it comes to coronavirus infections in the UK.
Mate, you're not going to believe this. We actually come out of lockdown. National lockdown finishes next week. Kent has just been put in tier three. We were looking forward to maybe getting a drink at a pub, going to a restaurant. Well, that's all finished now. We're going to struggle. We're going to struggle right up until Christmas now, mate. So, haven't actually lived with me, Paddy. You know that like Kent, where I live, is the most infectious area in the country. You've lived with me, so that wouldn't come as any surprise.
No, absolutely none whatsoever.
No. Spreading infection like there's no tomorrow. But when we're talking coronavirus infection, of course, much more contagious.
Yeah. Well, mate, if you would have been here, it would be sort of like, I think that we're rivaling a couple of places up north. If you move over here, Paddy, we could actually just reclaim the whole country.
mate, how?
All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Paddy together again.
Yeah. Now, Marky, how bad is it? Like, we were in lockdown for a short amount of time here in New South Wales
earlier on. In the UK, you're coming into winter, people rely on that pub community sort of atmosphere. Everyone does it. And to have that taken away, are people really on the brink?
Oh, mate, they are. They've had it. I mean, we've, like everything's shut down. I mean, the cafes, you can go and get it sort of like a takeaway. I've got an Indian joint at the bottom of the street, and they're just doing takeaways and, you know, but that's about it after right up until Christmas. We get that 5 days around Christmas time where you can travel. You've got a bubble. You can actually, two or three families can get together for 5 days. So, you know, they're trying to sort of like, ease the restrictions that make it tough now so people can still have Christmas, but it's pretty miserable. I know where I'd rather be. I'd rather be back there.
Mate, you're able to go to work. That's still okay, essential workers?
Essential workers, yes, but most people are working from home.
Yeah, what's up? Is the building industry still pushing ahead?
Yeah, look, the construction, all that sort of industry, the roads and all like essential services, obviously, you know, supermarkets and all that sort of stuff's like riders' range. But I mean, everything else is, you're only supposed to travel. It's essential travel only. And that's the thing, you know, you're just bored. Mm. Look, I'm just pulling my hair out. I mean, if you're over here, mate, you've got no hair to pull out, have you, Paddy?
Oh, listen.
He's still got a bit.
Oh, if you think you're bored, come and listen to our radio show. That'll test you.
Mark, are people's behaviour over there changing accordingly? Are people wearing masks outside? Are people avoiding each other in contact? Are they doing the right thing, do you think?
Well, I think to a certain extent, but the thing, we come out of national lockdown, but they've got this tier system between 1 to 3. 3's the most severe. I think it's about 20 or 30 million people are going to be in lockdown even when this finishes. The national lockdown finishes this week, so it's pretty serious. It's going to be a long, cold, bitter winter.
Mate, you should be married to my wife.
I'm going to stand up for Kirst. I think she's a wonderful woman.
Like, the difference between you guys and Australia, we're so sparsely populated.
It's the
really.
Weight of population, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
What are you talking? You're talking 60 million people over here. I mean, it's... And they're talking about now, the sort of like with this virus, that one in every 85 people. You know, you're walking down the high street and you know that, you know, that at least sort of one person for every 85 people you're walking past has got it.
Oh, you know, geez, so, yeah.
Unbelievable
odds. That's what the stats say. I mean, they just don't know. I mean, Boris Johnson has got to be the biggest Muppet on the planet. Look, people don't know. He comes out mumbling and bumbling, and people just don't know whether they're Arthur or Martha. We don't know what to do. Like, I mean, he comes out and says one thing, and the following day it's another.
Big differences we've noticed here, and I think most people agree, is that we've had good leadership through coronavirus.
Like, I mean, like, closing down the states was the right thing to do. And, I mean, I know they moaned in Victoria about, pretty tough measures down there, but listen... You got it under control. I mean, yeah. If I had a choice of where I want to be now, I'd want to be back in Queensland or New South Wales because, you know, everything's, you've got normality there. We're not going to have normality here for, another 18 months.
All right, by the way, too, shut your whinge and you could always have Donald Trump as your main man. We've got to go. It's really nice talking to you the most infectious area in the UK, which is Kent. Yeah. And stay safe. And if you really want to be bored, get the Triple M app and listen to Paddy Rob Palmer.
Mate, I will.
Well, I saw him on TV the other night on Channel 9.
Did you? Was he running or was he facing the camera?
Oh, no, he was doing some modelling expose. I don't know, but he looks modeling. Gorgeous. Modelling.
Oh, well.
Well, if he's not, he should be. It's Trevor Long, our techspert from EFTM.com.au. Good morning, Trev.
G'day, Trev.
I'm not sure you know who I am, Paddy, because that definitely wasn't me.
I looked up and I'm there. I said to my wife, there's Chris Hemsworth. And it was bloody Trevor Long.
Trevor Long.
He went, turn that off.
The Fires have asked you to do November in their next calendar.
Shocking.
Come on, mate. Mate, I did see you on the news talking about the PS5. Bad news if you're trying to chase one for Christmas.
Yeah, it was kind of a startling admission, but a known one. We knew that it was going to be hard to get one before Christmas. There's been two pre-sales. If you haven't got your name down for one already, it's over. Sony have confirmed there will be no more stock in 2020. So if you haven't got your name down, you haven't got one under the tree already, it's not coming. Just don't even look because they're sold out. So a lot of disappointed people are leading up to Christmas. But you know what? Popular. That's what can you do? Something's popular. They can't just make an infinite number of them in the first few months, can they?
That's right. Life's full of disappointments. That's what I'll tell my 15-year-old.
And our listeners as well, listening to us Monday, Friday.
And then we give them Paddy's CV as an example.
Hey, now look, what's happened with the COVID Safe app? Because I got this thing, and then I was told by Paddy Gerard that it doesn't work, and then I sort of turned it off. Is there any reason to have it?
It's worked all along. It's just it always could have been better, and I think the problem is the government are up against it with the narcs of the world. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are just bagging everything they do with this app. And there's a report this week that they're going to re-release it with a whole bunch of updates that will make it even more efficient. So basically a guarantee that it'll pick up everyone around you. I think the horse has bolted, though. I mean, I don't want them to walk away from it. But the fact is, it's a very hard slog to try and get people to appreciate what this app does and how it works. It's been used successfully in New South Wales to trace cases. It was never used in Victoria because the Victorian government, well, hello, they're a joke.
Well, they only just got those, what do they call the QR codes in their restaurants and stuff just recently, didn't
they? And you know, Rob, that's my biggest problem. This app should have been the place we all use QR codes. In New South Wales, we've got Service New South Wales app. You got basic Google Forms being done. In Western Australia, there's a brand new app being made. Why wasn't it the COVID Safe app? That's what it should have been done in the last couple of months. But instead, they've just had their primary focus on this Bluetooth tracking. And while I think it's awesome, and I'm happy to have it on my phone, it's just a really hard sell given
I've been trying to sell it to Paddy Gerard for about the last six months.
I said I hope the vaccine works better than the app. Also, coming up, Trev, now what's this $120 $129 TV stand? What's this about, buddy?
I saw this on Kogan's website and I bought it because I just think it looks really good. There's a bunch of TVs being sold in, you know, big joints like Harvey's and stuff that have these beautiful kind of freestanding tripod-like stands. So instead of putting your TV on a wall or on a cabinet, you have this kind of freestanding stand for the TV. Kogan's got these for $129. I put a $200 TV on it and it looks like a $1,000 TV now. It brings your TV to life. It makes it kind of the centerpiece of the lounge room. It's kind of like a tripod. And your TV just sits on the top very, very beautifully. And it's $129. I just thought it was a really good little buy at Kogan.com.
Greg Norman said he'll do it for nothing.
Yeah.
All right, Trevor.
You just can't lock him up.
Trev. All right, mate. Looking forward to speak to you next week. And I'll see you on TV this week, hopefully, Trevor.
Talk to them, boys.
See you, mate. Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?